seat right now. At a certain time of the year, it makes a little flower. In fact, it's just beginning, and it smells just as sweet.
Well, other trees you can think of? Do you ever have any wild fruit trees? Or?
No, I think most of them were imported, like figs and peaches, you understand. We don't have plums. All that was imported into this section.
Yeah.
Offhand, I can't think of any wild...
What about the old tree that old George Washington cut down?
The cherry tree? No, I don't think we had too much if we had that. I can't recall. And more or less, all that was imported into this country.
Shrubs? What about that big kind of shrub that would grow on the side of the road? Old time folks used to use it for tanning leather. It was, you know, got red early in the fall. We grow along by fences and things like that. Mm-hmm. You got shoemake or sumac or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I'll tell you what we had, and it grew as a bush here, Cherokee rose bush. You know what that is? Maybe known by some other name. You understand? A lot of those things were known by one name here and another name somewhere else.
You didn't have sumac or sumac?
No, not that I know, not under that name. You got to consider that there was a language difference here, you understand? And whereas the local people may have known them under one name, in English it was something different.
And the type stuff that would break you out?
You poison ivy? Yes, we have that. I got to get some against trees right there.
The type berries you might grow or know?
Well, we had blackberries. They grew wild in this section.
And you might raise?
Then we had wild grapes in the woods, too.
Or you might raise what? What do they raise down there around Hammond?
With strawberries. They didn't try it at it here, but it wasn't successful. Land is too low.
Any other kind of berries, maybe with a rough surface? Some would be red, some would be red black, you know. Mm-hmm.
No, nothing like that in this section.
You didn't raise?
Mm-hmm.
Raspberry?
Usually it takes high, sandy soil for that type.
For raspberries?
Yeah, for berries, you know, that type of berry. Especially here, we have a black loam, you understand? And it holds the moisture too much.
Now, the kind of berries that aren't good to eat, you say that don't eat them, they might be...
poisonous?
Yeah. Any other kind of tall bushes that might bloom late in the spring here?
You mean native to this section?
Flowering bushes?
You know, a lot of these bushes, what you mentioned, have been brought into this. They were not native. You understand? You got to distinguish between what was native to this country and what was brought into this country.
Well, just that you know about, you know, just your...
I can't think of anything right now.
Any kind of big, they would have long, big, that would be pink or white. Laurel, you got any kind of laurel here?
Hmm.
Okay, and then the big shiny tree with shiny green leaves. Mississippi is the what state? We call it the
Magnolia state.
Yeah.
We don't have magnolias to any degree on this side of the river.
Have other names for that tree?
No.
Okay. Now, when a married woman didn't want to make up her mind about something, she'd say, I've got to ask my
husband.
Okay. Other names? Did you ever hear your father call your mother another name? Would you ever?
No. He usually used the term Mrs.
Yeah.
That's the way he talked. Now, in the French, and I want to tell you this, in Creole,